significant bar to somebody participating in their children or grandchild's or, you know, nephew's education. So I strongly urge you to vote no on this bill.
Senator Hancock?
Yeah, thank you. I share the concerns of a number of my colleagues, Senator Knight, and won't be able to support the bill today, but if there's a question about whether there's local discretion about using any volunteers, criminal record, maybe a parent who might get emotionally out of control and have no criminal record whatsoever, I think that school districts ought to have discretion. And if there's legislation that we can come up with that would clarify that, if that's an issue, I would expect to be able to support it. But I think this bill is overbroad. And the way I read the bill, it also says that any person who is on post-release community supervision or on parole is prohibited. Right. And it makes no discussion about what they might have been convicted of originally. There'll be many people on post-release community supervision now. And I think that's way overbroad.
Senator Block, and then Senator Weiland.
Yeah, in law school, we often talk about the problem with laws that are overbroad and under-inclusive, and this is both. It's overbroad because there could be model parents who years ago did something stupid that hopefully they now regret, but that are model citizens, that are model parents, and that would be a benefit to the school and certainly a benefit to their children if they serve them. So this law will prohibit good people from doing good things, and that's always a problem. It's under-inclusive because, as Senator Hancock pointed out, the parent or community member who doesn't have a felony conviction but is doing bad acts right now, today, who is exhibiting tendencies that you don't want to have in school, this law will do nothing to protect our children from those people. So it's a law that's both overbroad and under-inclusive, and I simply can't support it.
Senator Weiland.
Yeah, I'd just like to point out a couple of things. One is that the most important role that a parent plays in the life of a child isn't actually at the school, and we all know that, and that's enormously important, whatever the background of the parent is. It's so obvious I don't have to elaborate on it, that, and historically, many of us from an earlier generation, parents didn't come on campus. That's not something they did, and especially fathers didn't do that. That's just not part of their role, and I think things worked out okay when they were in the home and when they were able to really contribute where it really mattered. So I don't think this somehow gets in the way of a parent being extremely important in a child's life in any way. And then the other thing I'd like to get back to is this says specifically a person who's been convicted of a violent or serious felony. I'm not going to read what those encompass, but this is not someone who specifically who had a drug offense or who was convicted of having some marijuana or selling marijuana. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, if you were to read that list, this is serious stuff. Now, I understand those who paid their debt to society, and we had a witness who was very clearly is very concerned about his children and playing an important role in the life of his children. That is important, but I would just say that the role that he's going to play is going to not happen necessarily in school, and what this bill does is capture those who have really done some major crimes. Now, it doesn't prevent them from participating in all the other parts of society they're able to participate in. So I think it's reasonable. As far as the ones on parole, to me, the implication is when they are finished with that, assuming they didn't commit a violent or serious offense, they would be allowed. So I think for those reasons, it's a reasonable bill.
Okay. Senator Weso, one quick one.
You know, I just wanted to add, you know, given that
I represent some communities that that have, you know, a fair amount of people that have had, you know, checkered pasts. And I've been a part of witnessing programs that incorporate people with a checkered past into getting involved in preventing gang activity, for example. We have some areas that have gang activity, and if we ever have someone that can come in and show that they've changed their lives and provide some insight into how bad it is to be involved in a gang culture, that has served to prevent gang activity. And I feel that, you know, that this bill goes, it's overly broad and will prevent our ability to do that, to prevent kids from going into gangs. I appreciate what you've done in terms of looking at this issue. This is a very important issue, and as Senator Hancock mentioned, if we can develop guidelines that give districts the ability to have additional discretion, I think that's a better way of looking at this as well. So I would encourage you to continue to work on this in the future, and I'd be willing to help. But currently, this bill is a little bit too broad and difficult to implement.
Okay, so Senator Knight, you've heard the most of the comments.
Have a lot.
A lot of comments. And a question I have for you is, we could hold the bill in committee and give you an opportunity to address some of the concerns of committee members and perhaps set it for another time. Or if you'd like to take a vote, I think that you could do that too. So.
Well, I'm a pretty bright guy. I can count.
Oh, thank you.
But I would like to respond to.
Sure, absolutely.
This has been going on for a few years, and we do have several incidents that have happened in school districts, so this isn't just something that I'm thinking of. I know that some of the witnesses came up and spoke about this. I have personally volunteered in 49 public schools. 49. I have not been supervised 1 minute on a public school campus. For somebody to say that you get supervised, they don't know. You don't get supervised. You get a sticker, and you get to walk. So that is the first issue. If we think that this is such a bad idea, why would we not put teachers to the same scrutiny? Why wouldn't we say, you've served your debt to society, you can be a teacher? We don't. We don't do that. There must be a reason there for teachers not to be able to do it. But other people can come on campus, some that are parents, some that aren't parents. They can do the exact same job, be with the exact same kids. Are we trying to look out for the safety? But I appreciate what Senator Weso said, and I think that this is a little bit broad, and Senator Block was right. I think it is broad, and we made it broad, because we've done four iterations of this, including a five-year washout rate from date of conviction. Now, we have the record of everyone who has voted for certain bills, certain iterations of this bill, and certain members on this dais have voted for certain different versions of this bill, and I would love to work with the committee on this. I can tell you that once one of these issues hits the newspaper, you'll have 46 legislators writing this bill. So I'm just writing it before it hits the newspaper. The last thing is, this is sponsored by the Palmdale School District. Like you, Senator, I represent an area that is not a affluent area. This is 69% Hispanic, 86% free lunch, fourth biggest school district in the state. This isn't your high-end, high upper class school district. This is a working class school district that brought this forward. But I would like to work with you, and I think that if we can keep this in the committee, that we might be able to get to a place where everyone is comfortable, or at least a majority is comfortable.
Enough to get it out, yes.
Enough to get it out. And I would like to work with that, because okay. I think this is a viable issue, and I think that we're going to see 50 or 100 bills this year talking about schools, kids' safety, weapons, things like that. There's going to be other discussions that say, why wouldn't we keep our kids as safe as we possibly could? And I'm sure there'll be different discussion about that. But when we talk about this, the discussion goes a different way. So I'd like to see us move forward with this.
Okay.
So that's my close.
Thank you very much. So we're going to not have...
Pardon? He wants to hold it.
He wants to hold... You want to hold
Absolutely.
It in committee. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. So let's... with that, that's the end of the agenda. But
we're going to have to open the roll.
We're going to open the roll. Right. That's the end of the agenda. We can open the roll. So let's... for those of you who were absent, let's start from the top.
Do you want to do the consent calendar?
Let's do the consent calendar. I think Senator Hancock wanted to vote, but okay.
Yeah, she's not on here. You want to wait here?
Okay. Let's go. No, let's go.
On the consent calendar?
Yes, let's go for the consent.
Okay. This is a consent calendar, items number 6 and 7, SB 325 and 331, do pass to consent. The chair voting aye, and the vote is 5-0. Weiland.
Aye.
Weiland, aye. Hancock. Wessel.
Aye.
Wessel, aye. Jackson.
Aye.
Jackson, aye. You have 8 votes.
8 votes on the consent. We'll hold the roll open for a few more minutes.
If you want to announce it.
Okay, this is SB 223. Lou, do pass as amended. Call the absent members.
Correa?
Aye.
Correa, aye. Yeah, it's out.
Okay, it's 9-0. The vote is out. Next bill is SB 584, Weiland. Do pass as amended. Let's call the absent, do pass as amended to rules. So let's call the absent members.
Okay. The vote is 4-0. The chair voting aye. Block. Correa.
Aye.
Correa, aye. Hancock. Jackson. Monty. Yes, 5 votes. It fails.
It has 5 votes. It fails.
I'm sorry, it passes.
I'm sorry. Okay, it has 5 votes. It passes. Yes, it's out of committee. All right. Okay, we have SB 320.
This is the consent calendar.
Oh, that's the consent. Okay, let's.
We're just waiting for Hancock.
Is everything else okay?
Everything else is okay.
Okay, everything else is okay. All right, so we're just waiting for Senator Hancock to come back and do consent. Do you think she'll do this?
Let's go get her.
You're done.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes, we're done.
You're,
I think you voted on everything.
Well, let me double check. Yeah.
Right, we'll double check. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Really, back to blue.
Yes.
Okay, so when I meet today, I want to blow back a little bit about having okay. you do any of that.
Right. No, she's not coming back. Okay, we're going to close the roll on consent, and it's 8-0, and the consent is out. Okay. Meeting is adjourned.